Morning Watch, Day 4. The Crystallization Study of Job, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Week 7. The Intrinsic Divine Revelation Concerning the Move of God With and Among Men in the Old Testament and Concerning the Move of God in Man in the New Testament to Accomplish God's Heart's Desire and to Meet Man's Need Before God. Related Verses. Psalms 42, 1 and 2. As the heart pants after the streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When will I come and appear before God? Psalms 43:3-5. Send forth your light and your truth. They will lead me. They will bring me to your holy mountain and to your tabernacles. And I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. And I will praise you with the harp, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I will yet praise him, the salvation of my countenance and my God. John 1:1-14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh, and tabernacled among us. And we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality. 1 Timothy 3:16. And confessedly, great is the mystery of godliness. He who is manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory. Suggested reading. The tabernacle in the Old Testament is a type of Christ's incarnation. The real tabernacle is God himself embodied in Christ. This tabernacle is a dwelling place not only for God, but also for God's chosen people. This means that, after the incarnation, God is enterable. To be in Christ means to enter into God to enjoy God. Now through the redeeming blood, we can have fellowship with God. Such a man who is in the incarnated God as his tabernacle did not need to build up himself in human virtues, such as perfection, uprightness, and integrity as Job did, but he needed to seek after God as a panting heart and to enjoy God with God's people in God's feast, so that God could be everything to him, to replace all that he had attained and obtained. This should be the answer to Job's three friends, and even to Elihu and Job. Once again, we see that if we would understand the book of Job, we need the entire Bible. The ones who have been chosen and called by God need to believe into Jesus Christ, who is the incarnated God, who died, resurrected, and ascended for us and with us, and who became the life-giving Spirit as the pneumatic Christ to us, that he may be our salvation, life, and everything. This is revealed in the New Testament, in the books from Matthew through Romans. The five steps of incarnation, human living, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension are the steps that God took in his move in man on this earth. He was incarnated in man, and he lived in man. In incarnation, he entered into the womb of Mary and remained there for 9 months. After his birth, he passed through a human living of 33.5 years. Then he went to the cross to be crucified in man. Jesus was crucified on the cross as a man, but he was not just a man. He was God himself. Then he was resurrected. He rose up from the dead in man and ascended to the heavens in man. These are the five steps of his move. The five issues of these steps are the church, the body of Christ, the new man, the organism of the processed and consummated triune God, and the New Jerusalem. These five steps and five issues cover the entire New Testament concerning the move of God in man. The first page of the New Testament is on incarnation, and the last page of the New Testament is on the New Jerusalem. The move of God in man is unprecedented in history. Before the time of God's incarnation in Matthew 1, there was not such a thing in history as God's move in man. The New Testament reveals that God came to be conceived in a human virgin, to be born of her to be a man, thus bringing divinity into humanity and causing God and man to be mingled as one entity, but not as a third substance. This is the first step God took in order to give himself to Job by the way of dispensing. God's move in his incarnation was to mingle divinity with humanity into one entity, keeping the two elements distinguishable in the one entity without producing a third element. A heretical teaching in the past said that when divinity and humanity were mingled together, a third element was produced. In the Old Testament, there is the marvelous type of the meal offering to show us the mingling of divinity with humanity in the person of Jesus Christ. Leviticus 2:4-5 says that the meal offering was of fine flour mingled with oil. The oil is a sign of the Holy Spirit, and the fine flour is a sign of humanity. The Holy Spirit mingles himself with man to produce a meal offering that is good for food both to God and to his priests.